We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
CEOs are still a bit wary. From Marketplace, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer in for David Brancaccio. Nearly 85% of CEOs are feeling confident about the long-term growth prospects for the U.S. economy. That's according to KPMG's latest CEO Outlook survey out this morning. Most are also confident about their own company's prospects over the next few years, though notably less so than last year, Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Last year, 95% of CEOs said they were confident about their own company's growth prospects. This year, just 79% are. Still high, but a big drop.
I think it's because we have more clarity now about the duration of certain structural changes in the economy.
Paul Knopp is chair and CEO of KPMG.
For instance, higher rates for longer is certainly something you're hearing a lot. The stickiness or stubbornness of inflation with higher food costs, higher energy costs, and certainly likely higher labor costs going into the future.
Even with all those negatives, most CEOs are still feeling optimistic, both about their own companies and the broader economy. A growing number are also looking to get people back to the office. Last year, just 34% said they saw a future with employees back full-time. Now, 62% do. The rest mostly envision a hybrid setup. Just 4% of CEOs see fully remote work sticking around.
If they want them to come in, they need to give them something to come in for.
Kate Lister at Global Workplace Analytics says how companies communicate why they want people back also makes a big difference.
Some of the companies have said, we're going to ask you to come back 2 days a week, 3 days a week, whatever it might be. And here's why. You know, we think this, we think that, we're going to experiment with it.
And she says they're not getting nearly as much pushback as companies that say, you have to come back to the office because we said so. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Student loan payments resume this month, but not for everyone. The Biden administration has announced the latest batch of debt relief as it chips away at the more than $1.5 trillion in student loans held by Americans. $9 billion in loans are being canceled, and President Biden is promising more to come. Next week, the Education Department would begin the process of figuring out how to make that happen. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
The Supreme Court struck down the Biden administration's broad student loan forgiveness plan over the summer that would have helped tens of millions of Americans. Since then, the administration has been taking a piecemeal approach, canceling smaller chunks of debt through existing programs. The administration is also preparing for a new broad cancellation effort that's through a longer rulemaking process, and it could be reversed by future administrations. Next week, the Education Department will convene stakeholders, including representatives of civil rights groups, colleges, loan servicers, military members, and current students, to begin figuring out the new path. The NAACP, which is participating, released an open letter suggesting PLUS loan borrowers, that's parents who took on debt for their children, be made eligible for income-based repayment and eventual forgiveness. The Biden administration says it's so far canceled debt held by some 3.5 million Americans. That includes the latest effort announced yesterday, which forgives $9 billion in student loan debt. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The race is on to replace Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker. Representative Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan are both moving to take over as Speaker, but another government shutdown may be looming in the shadows. My Marketplace colleague David Brancaccio spoke with Ian Bremmer, founder and president of the political risk consultancy Eurasia Group, about this congressional mess.
The political theater here is fascinating, but, you know, if you're running an organization that wants to understand the world because you're making big money decisions, given a headless House of Representatives, I mean, how are we supposed to understand this thing? For instance, Ian, chances for a government shutdown in November, higher or lower, do you think?
They've just gone way up. And if what people were most concerned about over the last couple of weeks was, can you keep Ukraine funded and can the U.S. maintain that policy? That has just been kicked down the priority list because people are worried about, are you going to have a government shutdown and will you be forced to do a 1% contraction of spend across the board? That has impact on every American in a way that Ukraine feels a heck of a lot farther away.
Right. So if the people in Ukraine are searching for money and other resources for a new spring counteroffensive, you know, next year sometime, this now seems more remote given the turmoil in Washington.
Absolutely. This was a horrible week for President Zelensky in Ukraine. His ability to ensure that he will have the continued support to even maintain present level of military operations, never mind a potential second counteroffensive, those all now look like a pipe dream. And remember, this is coming from the U.S. President Biden, who has said, as long as it takes, whatever it takes, we're there. That lasted a matter of months. The Americans are no longer in a position to provide that. And of course, the U.S. is providing the overwhelming share of military support.
I mean, this is partially answering the next question. Ian, chances for Congress to get anything else done for the rest of the year?
We don't yet know what the rules are for an acting speaker in terms of what they can and they can't actually rule on. We will find out on the basis of the rules making inside the House as they go on. But certainly the ability to continue to get significant funding support, anything the House puts together, anything that can pass the House that the speaker would put forward would be dead on arrival in the Senate. So you're looking at a showdown between the two houses. And again, you're looking at the most important geopolitical issue that the United States has taken a leadership role on. The Ukrainians left in the lurch. The Europeans extremely concerned about the future of the transatlantic alliance.
Ian Bremmer, founder of the political risk consultancy Eurasia Group. Thank you very much.
Great talking.
I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.